Good afternoon, everyone. How are you? This is Craig, Craig McKim Networking. How's it going? I appreciate you tuning in. Now, last week, or let me say this. This last week and then these next few weeks, we're going to be talking about attending a networking event, how we can best prepare for that. And last week, we talked about four things that you can do that you should do. At least when you're beginning to network, and or at least like I talked about doing it formally, and those were to pre-register and or prepay, to invite a friend, and then also to volunteer for to actually work at the networking event. All great for introverts, all great for new people, just because it gets you involved early and kind of commits you to being there, especially if you do decide to volunteer for it. People are counting on you at that point. So that's what we talked about last week. This week, I want to talk about reframing. And if you quote unquote hate to network, or it doesn't work, or you're not good at it, all these things, there's a good chance you're going to need to do this. And what I mean by reframing is that literally just looking at networking from a different perspective. And the good part is that if you hate networking, that's encouraging. And why is that encouraging? Is love and hate are opposite sides of the same coin. To hate something is to hope it's different, is to want something, but just you want it differently, right? The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. So if you're indifferent to networking, then I don't know that I could help you. But if you hate networking, I think I can still help. So please, stay tuned. And like I said, reframing is just essentially changing your expectation of an event. Networking is changing your expectation of an event. Easier said than done, I know. But what I want you to start thinking about when networking is not the small talk, the weather, the traffic, and things like that, mindless whatever, or the too big of talk, and I think a lot of times we can agree that that is politics and religion, and why you're doing it, and it's the over drinkers or just the weirdos, the people that you're going to run into, right? And inevitably it will happen. It's just how do you react to that? How do you counter, if you will, when that happens? And you're going to experience the big talk, the small talk. And remember, that's not why you're there. You are there to make connections and to find out how you can help people. And you have the power to voice it in exactly that way. You don't have to stick in a conversation or in a space with people that are having those types of conversations. The ones you don't have, remember, you are there for you, for your network, but to help people. And if people want to come at you with, they don't like the president, they don't like this person, they don't like that person, they want to talk about the weather. It's like, listen, hey, unless that's their business. Again, I've said this before, if you're at a church function, then yeah, faith and religion are going to come up. Or if you're at City Hall, there's possibility that politics are going to come up. So let's not, don't write it off totally, but also understand where you are when you're having that conversation. And typically, if you're not at any of those places, there is so much more to talk about than just those things. So you do not have to get involved in that conversation. And so what I want you to start doing, instead of thinking in all those terms, is thinking about it and the opportunities that you have to ask questions, listen, ask other questions, listen, respond to what they're talking about. Don't get into what you want to talk about just because you're not waiting for them to stop so you can start talking, right? You are listening to them so you can respond and be engaged in the conversation. Also want you to go into it thinking that there is not only a chance to help people, but to possibly create a new and valuable, and the key word here is relationship. There may not be, again, I always go back to this, and I guess it's good that it's always on my mind, but it's always going to be about the relationship. That's who people do business with. It's people that they know, trust, and like, or at least no one trust. So though there are plenty of reasons, and honestly, let's call them what they're excuses. You have the power to walk away from conversations that you don't like, to tell people, hey, listen, I am here to help people. How can, and you know, can you redirect in that conversation of somebody who wants to be in that space and stick on that topic that you don't want to be there? Sure, you know, you can have that conversation, but say, hey, listen, let's both get, you know, and be the guide to the conversation. Let's both get to why we're here. Are we here to talk about, you know, about that? Or how can I help you in your business? And just put it to them right like that. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help somebody. And then help them. And, you know, helping them could be literally just listening to what they talk about in their business and thinking about the people that you can maybe send their way. Anyway, reframing. It is super important. It is super valuable, especially, like I said at the beginning, if you don't like doing it or you're not good or it doesn't work or whatever, you want to, or you don't want to have the small talk or the big talk or get cornered or whatever, begin to reframe it as a chance to help somebody and an opportunity to create a long-lasting, valuable relationship. That's all I got. I hope you have a great one, and I'll talk to you real soon.